Want to make a quick buck? Rumor has it that Johns Hopkins University is paying $100 each, maybe that's $1,000 each, for rare blue-eyed cicadas. Since the normally red-eyed insects are emerging all over the East Coast these days, there's a lot of money to be had. But wait, before you grab that butterfly net, small problem with that rumor, it's not true. Johns Hopkins is not paying any money for blue-eyed cicadas. Tom Saunders is the supervisor of Baltimore's Rumor Control Central and joins us on the phone. Mr. Saunders, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's just confirm this one last time. There's no cash for cicadas program in Baltimore.
No, there's no cash. This rumor surfaced back in 1987.
That was the last time the cicadas came around?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, we were swamped with calls at the Baltimore Rumor Control Center.
Yeah.
There was no truth then, and there's no truth to it now.
How do these things get started, or in this case, renewed?
I don't know. Generally, there's some truth to most rumors, but not in this particular case.
Mr. Saunders, I'm fascinated by the idea of a Rumor Control Center. What do you folks do at the Rumor Control Center?
Well, Rumor Control was set up in 1968. And at that time, most urban centers had rumor control centers, and they were set up to deal with the riots,
mm-hmm.
to dispel the rumors. In 68, in Baltimore City, it started with the Old Town Mall, which is located in East Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first places to go up in flames. And so rumor control was activated. The staff of the Community Relations Commission were on site reporting back exactly what was going on. People needed information because they didn't feel safe, and it was a lot of fear generated by the riots here.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Rumor Control would pass on information as to what part of the city was blocked off and what part you had access to.
Mm-hmm. And I guess 68, too, was a time when some of this stuff wasn't instantaneously available on television and radio stations.
Absolutely.
What kind of calls do you usually get?
We get calls in reference to drinking water conditions, and we get rumors in reference to news events. You know, you may be passing the inner harbor and you see an ambulance or something in the inner harbor,
mm-hmm.
and people want to know what happened, whether someone has fallen in, and we give them factual information.
Mm.
We have reoccurring rumors.
Like?
For some reason, the people at the local pubs are saving the pool tabs off of cans,
yeah.
and they think that if you turn in enough, you get someone time on a kidney dialysis machine. And so then the Kidney Foundation has to issue a press release every year to dispel that rumor. And we pass that information on.
So, Mr. Saunders, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what is somebody going to do if they've got like 10 blue-eyed cicadas?
I don't know what you could do. You could just keep them yourself.
Mr. Saunders, next time a whopper comes our way, we'll know who to call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tom Saunders, supervisor at Baltimore's Rumor Control Center.